Many of us take water for granted, especially here in western New York, where the supply of fresh water from the Great Lakes is plentiful. But there are real concerns across the world about the future supply of this precious resource. So this week, Chautauqua's Education Director Shara Babcock says the institution is teaming with a well-known partner about why water matters.
We share a concern about water quality and water scarcity with the National Geographic Society on the questions of what are we doing to protect our water sources. Obviously, we're located right on Chautauqua Lake, and the questions of what is happening to our freshwater supplies will be dealt with.
But it's not just about freshwater. Marine biologist and author Sylvia Earle will speak at the amphitheater Wednesday morning about her deep ocean explorations and how our fate is tied to the health of the oceans. On weekday afternoons this week, religion director Joan Brown Campbell says a variety of speakers representing different faiths will talk about the important role water plays in religion.
We will look at it from the Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, and Islamic perspective. And we are going to ask that very question. What does the role of water play in your religious life? But also, every single one of them, we're going to ask them, why does water matter? And it is the future of the world may very well be tied to whether or not there is enough water.
At Chautauqua's Bratton Theater this week, it's the world premiere of the new play, 50 Ways.
As the title might imply, 50 Ways is a look at the many, many ways in which we turn our backs, walk away, fantasize about walking away from our long-term relationships. In this case, it's about a long-married couple at a pretty difficult patch in their relationship.
Theater director Vivienne Benesch says the play was written by Chautauqua favorite Kate Fodor, an emerging playwright whom the New York Times has proclaimed as one of the eight to watch in the theater world.
She is a playwright of such incredible humanity, compassion, wit, but she's also lacerating. And this play, to me, is just a really sort of remarkably human look at a difficult situation which we can all identify with.
50 Ways premieres Friday night at 8 o'clock. At the same time that night, the amphitheater will be buzzing with the taping of an NPR show many of you are familiar with.
Here's our host, the great concert pianist, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. A special thanks to our host, the Carnegie Hall Royal Conservatory Achievement Program, for bringing us back to New York.
Indeed, from Carnegie Hall to the Chautauqua Institution, Vice President Marty Merkley says he's pleased they've been able to attract from the top to Chautauqua.
They will bring their usual wonderful array of young artists, and in fact, two of the performers will be here at Chautauqua in the School of Music studying this summer. And I'm really excited to see Christopher O'Reilly again and to hear the young artists that they've invited to join them here at Chautauqua. So that should be great fun.
From the Top from Chautauqua will air nationwide on NPR this October. One more highlight from the coming week, the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra will perform with the Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus at the Amphitheater Saturday night, featuring Brahms' German Requiem. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.